What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Let's go to the fan hotline, and we welcome in John Greco, who joins us this morning, former Browns guard, current Browns analyst. Hello, John.
Hey, Ken. Good morning.
What did you think of Shedeur Sanders on Friday?
I was fun. I was impressed. I was impressed mostly with, I thought he felt comfortable, looked comfortable in the pocket, and he kind of knew what was going on around him. And when I say that, you know, there was on the one touchdown, there was a linebacker blitz, and he had panic. He didn't immediately bail out of the pocket. He knew the running back was going to be there to clean it up, kept his eyes downfield at his reads. That impressed me. And yeah, you know, there was the fourth down where he was kind of, running around. And that's a rookie learning mistake, and something that, you know, I know the coaches and everybody will be talking with him about, but I was really, really impressed with his poise and comfort in the pocket. And he's accurate. We kind of all knew that. He's delivering the ball, made some big plays, ran a little bit. It was exciting to watch. And I know, you know, kind of all Browns fans' eyes were going to be on there to see what it would look like. And I think a lot of people were happy because they want to see him do well. And a lot of, maybe not doubters, but people that were still kind of uncertain were maybe nudged more toward believers. And I was in the camp that, you know, I like to see young quarterbacks do well. I mean, Ken and Anthony, I played for a million plus quarterbacks, and you know, it sucks when they get in there and it's their opportunity and they don't deliver. So anytime a young quarterback, especially a guy in his position, with his family, everything that was supposed to happen with him being drafted early and slipping to the spot that he did, and then he comes to Cleveland and the situation right now with the other injuries, I'm happy he did well.
What were your expectations going into that game? And would it be vastly different if we're talking about going up, you know, for a full game against ones, whether it's preseason or regular season?
You know, I wasn't sure. My expectations were, I don't even know if they were expectations more so than, I just didn't want to see, and we talked about it last week on your show, I didn't want to see a bunch of sloppy penalties and a lot of steps back to where it was like, my God, they can't even get out of the huddle. There's all these procedural penalties. The balls are on the ground all over the place. People aren't making plays. He's not getting protected. I would have hate to have been able to give him, not be able to give him a fair assessment because of things going on externally and around him. And I don't think that happened. So my expectations were, you know, they were going to run the offense and it wasn't going to be something extravagant and you know, this pages 600 in the playbook. It was going to be basic protections, basic handoff, something that he can have confidence in calling plays in the huddle and executing, and the guys around him could have the confidence in executing their job to put Shador in the best position to win and execute. And I thought that they did that. So those were my expectations, especially for the first preseason game. They've been in pads a few times. I know they did the joint practice, but you know, it's a little bit more controlled. So it was nice to see those guys go out there and execute and put some points up.
John Greco with us right now on the hotline. When I watch preseason, I'm always sitting there wondering what's real. And someone like you who played in these types of games, and then you certainly know the difference between preseason and regular season, I imagine you had some takeaways from Shador's performance on what you think translates to actual starting quarterback play in NFL regular season games.
Yeah, great question and good point. And I think, you know, when I played and you had someone that was a young quarterback, you wanted to see a lot of the things I talked about in the first kind of the opener, his comfort in the pocket. You know, if there were flashes of other teams' helmets and jerseys around him, or if there was a guy pressuring that was scot free and he needed to depend on a back to pick him up, did the quarterback panic and bail and just completely ditch what was going on and just run? And I don't think he did that. I thought he stood in there. He took hits when he knew that they were coming, and he delivered the ball. And as we know, guys, you know, the competition is going to continue to amp up. And guys that, he's going to be seeing this season weren't in this game, and that he's probably not seeing at these practices. So what does that mean? These windows are going to be becoming, you know, tighter and tighter. And he was accurate, and that's always been his thing. So we know that's there. And guys make great plays around him, so you're going to need some help with that as well. That was my mindset. When you walked out of that game, you were looking, did I do my job? Did I put everybody in the best chance to do their job well? And everybody could say, yes, we did. And when you look at the tape, you could say, okay, of course, everybody's out there making young guy mistakes, preseason mistakes, but how quickly does he accept it, correct it, move on, and not repeat the same errors? That is what veterans want to see. They want to see how he comes back and carries himself the next week of practice and into the next game, because does he build on some of that success or does he take a step back? And that's what everybody's going to be watching Saturday night against Philly.
John Greco joining us here on the Fan Hotline. So I asked a question. Let me ask you, do you want to see Dillon Gabriel badly now? Because I do, because my question is, what's he doing here now after I saw Shador Sanders play well?
I do want to see him. I do. I think Dillon Gabriel is a smart football player. I think a lot of the things that got him drafted where he was is because he's a leader. He's got a high football IQ. And, you know, obviously the size, that was the big question mark. And I know in kind of the limited reps that we've seen him before the injury and now that he's kind of coming back a little bit, we need to see some big steps. And I'm sure he's feeling the pressure, and we all know he is. How does he handle that? Does he, you know, kind of excel and is he able to overcome that? Or does he kind of dig himself deeper and deeper into a hole and make the decision very clear for everybody around him? So all we can ask for, guys, is this conversation going into week one and final cuts, that it's not clear. There's a lot of tough decisions to be made. And that's what a good football team has, is hard, tough decisions. Now, you wish it wasn't a quarterback with four or five guys on the roster you're trying to trim down. And we're talking about second and third string guys. But, you know, the fact that he can come in there, hopefully his hamstring's right. Hopefully we see him in these joint practices and he's able to produce. Because, Ken, like you, I want to see more. I want to see things translate to the field, and that high football IQ, that he knows the playbook, sees defense as well. I want to see him start delivering on throws and scoring points.
So obviously they're going to be in Philadelphia for the two joint practices and then a game. But it seems like the coaches always say they get more out of the actual joint practices. You've been involved in these. You've talked in previous years about how guys would get into it. And, yeah, you're going up against the world champs. I mean, there's going to be some added lore, I think, to just being able to do that. I think the coaches absolutely love the spot they're in. What?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Do you think the point is of these joint practices and the difference between that and the actual game?
Yeah, I think it's going to be big, especially for the guys that are going to be starting the year in September. Are they going to see a ton of action on Saturday night? Probably not. They're going to get more action in the team drills. One-on-ones are always a big showcase because it's, one of the few chances to where, it's even though everybody knows it's a passing situation, it's the offensive line, defensive line, it's one-on-one, it's who wins. And you're going to see good on good. You're going to see their starters against Myles Garrett, our starters, and vice versa. So it's, and then same with 7-on-7, one-on-ones on defense. It's going to be amped up. It's going to be physical. There's going to be a lot of emotion. And it's a lot of fun, to be honest with you. Now, I say that here sitting on my couch in my basement. When I was in, immersed in it, I was a nervous wreck and stressed out beyond belief. But it's really a time where you can kind of have fun knowing that, hey, if you make a mistake, it's only practice, but you're going against their best, and it's your best on their best. And it really gives you an opportunity to showcase things for your team, your coaches, because if you win a one-on-one rep and your teammates see that, trust me, the juice is there. And the excitement is there, and that's going to want to amp up things for your teammates. And I've been in situations where it's a multi-day thing, and day one, it's like, hey, the Browns whooped their ass. And every drill, we dominated, we won, and you felt like we won that day. And it was a big thing, and it mattered. And you went into that night, and you were watching meetings, and you were having your snack, and you were like, okay, we felt like we won. And then there was kind of like the message where it was like, now listen, tomorrow's not going to be the same. Their coaches are going to be up pulling their hair out, screaming and hollering all day. It was a different vibe over there, and they get a chance to, have some redemption tomorrow, and it's always different. So that's why these multi-day ones are so fun, because it's like you get two cracks at it. So I'm curious to see how they react, how they do. The quarterbacks, everybody's going to be watching the quarterbacks, obviously, but I want to see some of our other guys, in particular some of these younger guys, go against, defending Super Bowl champs, some Pro Bowl players, all pro players on offense and defense, and see how our team looks.
We have the great John Greco joining us on the show. So your depth chart is what again for quarterbacks?
Well, I mean, I know what their depth chart is, and
well, I want to know your depth chart, though, John. Yours, what's John's?
I mean, it's still Joe Flacco. I mean, it's still Joe Flacco. Are we talking week one, or are we talking Saturday night?
I want to talk. What you think? Yeah, week one. What you would do?
Well, what I would do week one is I would start Joe Flacco. Now here's the problem. What, you know, there's four guys. They're not going to have four active guys on the roster. So. And I don't think you're going to be able to hide any of either of these rookies, you know, cut them and try to bring them back on practice squad. I don't think that's going to happen. So that leaves the two guys at the top. And I know they love Kenny Pickett, but he's injured. And, you know, he's going to come back. And how does he look? And I understand he had a great day at practice yesterday. There's just so many – I hate to sound like I'm dancing around this question, but there's so much uncertainty. And if all things were equal, everybody was healthy, I'm going into the season, and I have to go Joe Flacco, the proven veteran as the starter in the gauntlet of the first month of the season. And then I hate to say, guys, but Shador's, you know, bumping up my list only because of the best. What is it? The best productivity is availability.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he's there. He had the shoulders, you know, the arm soreness, but he's back. He's produced. We've seen him. And now these other two guys that are coming back from injuries, they could be, you know, have great days this week at practice. I know Kenny Pickett's already not playing, but Dylan Gabriel, I mean, he's got to show me something. So right now I'm saying Flacco, and then behind it, it's so jumbled that it's hard for me to make an assessment and a decision. But Shador did everything he could to argue his case for moving up that depth chart.
See, I put Shador at number two. But I want to see desperately Dylan Gabriel because I need a justification for why he was taken in the third round. I'm not rooting against him because I don't want him to be sitting there like a duck and everybody's just going, well, why do we take this guy in the third round when we have all these other holes to fill? Like I hate the term smartest guys in the room because I do think it's overused. But damn, I mean, this is if he's not good, like it's guilty as charged, is it not? Because you got other holes that you needed to fill.
Yeah, I agree with you. If he's not good, and you know, the thing about it is, if Shador continues to do well and he shines and does great, I mean, we're all gonna be happy. Obviously, that's gonna be terrific. But that just kind of masks the error if Dylan Gabriel doesn't work out and it just doesn't look good because all of the points you just made. They wasted a third round pick. They could have allocated that pick toward another weapon, somebody on defense. You know, we can talk ad nauseum about where they should have done, what they should have done. So, you know, if both rookies look bad and it just doesn't work out, okay, you know, I think, you know, we've said enough about the situation with these draft picks and some of the moves in the building. But they're going to need one of them to do well. And obviously, I was a third-round pick. So there's some pressure. It's second round's obviously different. And it looks different. It's not like if it doesn't work out, they're like, oh, well, it's just a third round pick. To your point, you draft a quarterback that high. You know, you're expecting him to be on the roster and be contributing, and expect him to be a quality guy there for years to come. So, yeah, there's a lot of pressure, surrounding Dylan Gabriel right now. And I want to see him do well too. I'm with you. I don't want anybody to fail. I don't think anybody does. But he needs to, you know, get healthy, get that hamstring back to 100% so he can move, and he's got to be good.
I got one more. This isn't going to be fair, but I have to ask you. What do teammates think of speeding tickets?
You know, I don't think anybody cares. I got to be honest. I was on teams where guys got speeding tickets, and, like, to yourself, you're like, oh, God, what an idiot. And then at the same in the same breath, you're like, you know, I've been known to, you know, eke up the miles per hour here and there within reason. I'm not going as fast as the person we're talking about. But I don't know. And when it starts hurting your team and it's a distraction, or if a guy's getting, you know, in trouble with the law and missing games and missing practices, then it becomes a big distraction. But, you know, things that headlines outside of the locker room, especially non-football related, if they're not missing time and missing work, I don't think anybody cares.
I hate it because there's like for regular Joes, there's no common ground. If I sit there and I make a big deal about it, then I'm being disingenuous. And then if I say it's no big deal, then I got a bunch of people saying, well, what if you were on the road? And it's like, okay, So yeah. it's an annoyance. It's an inconvenience.
I'm not saying it's a big deal, but if Mitch or one of the sound engineers gets a speeding ticket at 92.3 in his hand, do you care?
No, he's got to take care of it on his own right.
Exactly. So that's kind of my thought. Am I downplaying it, saying it's not a big deal? No, it's irresponsible, and somebody can get hurt, of course. But, you know, that's kind of something that you just have to take care of on your own, and it's your own business.
Well, Mitch is above the law in Strasburg, Ohio, apparently, so he doesn't get the tickets down there. John, thank you so much for the time. All the very best.
Guys, thank you. Great talking to you.
The great John Greco on the Fan Hotline. All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.